What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. A massive day of sports news here as we're live at Cowboys training camp. And this is our final hour in Oxnard, California. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors, and they've been outstanding for us, bringing us out here, the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. We got a proper round tripper here coming up with Wolchuk in a moment, but it is worth recapping just so everybody knows the most important details of the Micah Parsons soap opera that has evolved in a big way here over the last probably 20 hours. You know, this thing we first started hearing about it last night that maybe Micah Parsons is ready to do something, maybe request a trade. And this morning, Diana Russini with the report that, you know, he hadn't requested it yet, but he was considering severing the relationship shortly before we went on air at 2 o'clock. There's Micah Parsons on social media saying he no longer wants to be a Cowboy, and he's, you know, just kind of fed up with the shots that have been fired at him and what he's perceiving as disrespect from the Cowboys. And you know, he's not leaving camp. Ed Werder reported that he has no interest in leaving and being fined. But at the same time, you know, this story is now burning hotter than it has at any point. And we're not sure where this thing is going, although it seems like everybody just has general disbelief that it could end up with Micah Parsons not playing for the Cowboys. I think in order to get there, Brian, he'd have to actually miss a game or two, don't you think?
Yeah, this is where, to me, everything, it's not great right now. I'm not going to act like it is great. But what I'm going to tell you is, though, because I think there's things that could be mended. I think, you know, opportunities. Hey, listen, this is getting ugly. You know, let's not go this route. Let's make sure that we kind of have some communication here and try and get this done. The minute he misses that first game, then now you should start to say, okay, there's a possibility that Micah Parsons might not play for you this year.
It's a really interesting conversation. There's a lot of ways to build a winning team, you know. So I don't think you should say we drafted this guy. He wore the star for 4 years, so we got to keep him. You know, maybe it could make more sense to let a guy go who's not buying into everything that Shoddy's doing. He hasn't been a guy that's loved to be around the team or practice. And you know, maybe that money could be spent on a George Pickens contract or another player. You know, it's just I would hope that the Cowboys would look at this as the best way possible. They are currently looking at it in the shrewdest way possible, saying we got you for this year. We could tag you twice. The total of those 3 years would be $85 million. So if we're under 30 APY for the next 3 years as we look at this right now, why would we want to jump to 40 or 42 or anywhere over 30? You know, so it's a difficult negotiation when the team has this franchise tag that they're holding. It is such a hammer in negotiations and presents really an unfair advantage for a team that truly has one of the best players at his position. You know, if Micah was like the 20th best edge, the franchise tag might sound great to him. You know, but as the first, second, or third best edge, it's a monster ripoff compared to what the market should bear. So I don't see a resolution on this anytime soon, Wolchuk.
Man, it's Chris Arnold has used the term affluenza when talking about Star and Frisco. And, like, with that Don Vannata thing coming out, like, Steven sat here and told you straight up 90% of what you said wasn't true. I think we all respect Don Vannata. Like, this guy is a truth seeker. That's what he's here to report. And I don't know that, like, Steven was BSing you, but I do wonder a little bit in that building, and you've had people that have worked there for how long, and they don't really have a ton of turnover in certain places. Like, you do start believing things that might necessarily be reality. And I don't know that the perception publicly and what they do in their actions, if they really understand, like, it, everyone else is kind of picking up now what's going on here. And they don't think the way they're conducting the business is wrong at all. And every single negotiation is different. I think that Micah's side is at fault here, too, in certain areas, 100%. But I do wonder, like, with the lack of substantial change within that organization over 30 years. And I know they want to win. I know Steven wants to win. But what are you doing to really change to do that?
Yeah, like billionaires and CEOs, they have a hard time being connected or having their finger on the pulse of like how the masses feel. And I first started to think this way, like around the Mike McCarthy thing, where it was just kind of bizarre and confusing how that whole thing played out. And I think for Steven and Jerry, it makes total sense. We're just not talking with them. We've kind of, you know, felt each other out. There's not a real deadline here. We're busy. So we'll get to this. And them saying we have a high tolerance for ambiguity is real because it's fine for them. They have a lot of things going on, and this is just one of them. For the player, it's everything, you know. So as they're sort of processing this thing, somebody in the organization has to go, guys, now it's hit the point where the locker room's starting to talk bad about you. We've always been in a situation where the players, especially the star players, love Jerry. It's not that anymore, right? So, you know, hello, just a little alert here.
Yes.
It's not the same as it used to be.
Right, and they've had so much success for so long on, you know, the business side and getting contracts done. And, hey, the Dak one last year was not easy, I'm sure. I'm sure there was a lot that they had. And they ended up, you know, caving in and, quite frankly, overpaying for Dak when you look at how the market has ended up unfolding over the last year. And kudos to Dak. You go get all that money. But they did lose in that negotiation.
Big time.
And at some point, like, maybe you're just not, you don't think what you're doing is wrong, but you probably do need some kind of wake-up call to kind of to rattle the cage and change it up a little bit.
Can I talk about a conversation that we had last night then?
Yeah.
You know, you, Eric, and I were talking with Steven Jones, and Steven Jones told us something that I thought was really, to me, very interesting. He goes, I have to wear this. You know, I have to wear all the things, the 30-year drought, the lack of playoff success, the, you know, he says, I have to wear this. And as an organization, we have to wear this, you know. And to me, that's kind of a, I think that's the first step of when you're starting to kind of say, hey, there needs to be change.
The accountability.
Like, we have to do something different here. And maybe something different to him is fight his ass off against Micah Parsons right now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's right. Maybe that's the, I'm wearing being the caveman. I've given in to Dak 4 years in this. I've given in to CeeDee Lamb 4 years in this. I've made average ball players some of the highest paid ball players. I think this is now him talking and just kind of talking to us a little bit. Like, I hear what everybody's saying about me. I hear it. I understand it. And I wear it every single day. This might be the first time that we've seen him just say, I'm going to fight my star player. And whether it's right or wrong, he's got to do something.
Yeah.
He's got to show that, like, I'm not just going to give him 4 years and $160 million guaranteed. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
I've got to try.
It has turned into, eventually, the Cowboys will give the player what they want,
yeah,
for the most part.
I mean, that's definitely been the national narrative all day today, is everybody just going, really, Cowboys? You're going to make this whole thing very toxic when inevitably you're just going to give him exactly what he wants? That's what everybody's assuming that is going to happen.
Can you totally rule out that Micah and Jerry are texting back and forth right now going, dude, that we're crushing this? Are you kidding me? It might be top five story of the year.
You can't rule out anything, but and we did find out with Landman, Jerry is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah,
but I think that he is genuinely upset and frustrated with how this has gone.
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know if all the players would be on social riding for Micah so hard if you know this wasn't a put on. I don't know. Maybe they're all having fun, you know, playing this big media game. Certainly, Mike is pretty dang media savvy. But, you know, that's what I was talking about with Steven, with the agents know your pattern and now they're exploiting you. They just know that if they keep waiting, you're going to give them the most. And then you think about, like, hold on here. You know, we drafted Dak. Luckily, he was healthy and he had a great. But instead of going with Tony Romo, we gave Dak that tremendous offensive line and believed in him. Right. And we didn't have to do that. You know, but we did. And that was the greatest offensive line, right? And then, you know, a couple of years later, he's getting ready for a contract and he breaks his leg Joe Theismann style. And what did we do? We made him the highest paid quarterback. And then after a couple of years where he like leads the league in interceptions and we get our asses handed to us by the Packers, we do it again, you know? So I think maybe it came on like, guys, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Like we're letting, you know, players, you know, just get this idea now that I'm going to set the market value and all I have to do is wait and be tough, you know, and maybe, I mean, Dak didn't even have to sit out. So yeah, you know, I definitely could buy a narrative that maybe is as Steven's buckling down here, he's taking it personal and he's making this his stand.
I think that he, and correct me if I'm wrong, Zach, Eric, he was adamant about, I understand what I understand what the fan base here or the lack of. And he goes, until we absolutely do something, you know, we have to wear this. We have to figure it out. You know,
and that's why you don't trade Micah, because you need him to win a Super Bowl. You know,
I just don't think
they're not going to get rid of a player.
They're not going to get rid.
They're not going to do it on their part.
No,
but
no.
Maybe Micah gets so ticked off and so fed up that a holdout drags in, and you know, maybe their hand gets forced a little bit.
They will. They are going to negotiate in a way that I believe that they're trying to draw a little bit of a line, and they're going to see if, in fact, instead of them buckling, or them, the Cowboys, that maybe Micah buckles.
Yeah.
Maybe this turns into, it's a $38 million, it's a $37 million, it's not 41 or 42 like everybody thinks it might. Maybe this turns into, like, let's see how much Micah Parsons really wants to hold out here.
And that's the thing that the Cowboys need to realize, is they should be hammering out the negotiation and at least assuring Micah, we appreciate you, we love it, but they're just ghosting him. You know how disrespectful that feels when you're getting ghosted?
I don't know if they're ghosting him. It sounds like they're ghosting the agent and the
effectively.
I think that they've got, like, they had, it sounded like, good dialogue together.
Yeah.
As soon as Mulugeta doesn't lose, David Mulugeta gets unprecedented, like, first ever type of contracts for these players. He's resetting the market at every position, getting fully guaranteed, right? So,
yeah, so
maybe
putting,
they know if they've got to actually negotiate with David Mulugeta, he's not settling for anything but what he wants here.
Yeah.
And it is ultimately Micah, he needs to get so beat down by this that he just tells, because he does work for him,
yeah,
that he just says, David, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I just need to get this deal done.
And I'm in this conversation to be fair to both sides, you know, so I think there's a lot to that.
Oh,
you know?
I think that's the only way you can be. I don't think you have to be, like I said on Twitter, and people, I had a guy, there was somebody saying, oh, Micah, how you treat him so poor and all that. I'm like, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
And a guy tweeted at me, he goes, of course, Broadus, you're going to say that. Mm-hmm. But in honesty, though, it is, to me, it is. Like, the Joneses admit they've got faults. They admit it to you. I mean, last night, we're sitting there talking, and Stephen Jones looks us dead in the face, and he's like saying, we've got to do something different here. We've got to do things differently. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, but Mike has also got to be in a situation where, you know, that Stephen gets to negotiate with David Mulugeta, and they could hammer this thing out. Because right now it's kind of like, you know, the thing that's been different about this whole negotiation is Micah is very social media active. And he'll fight Jerry and Steven in the media. Dak won't do that. You know, Dak's brother was fighting for him. CD ain't going to fight that, you know? Micah is different. He will fight through the media. He's like, well, if Jerry and them are going to fight through the media, I'll fight back.
Yeah, I don't think they have a problem with it at all.
No, I don't. And that's what I'm saying, though. They need to find a way. And it might be as simple as, like, listen, this has been really not good how this has gone down on both ends. We need to figure this out quickly. But like I said, you know, that's Stephen Jones. He admits it. He knows the fans' frustration, and he knows the expectations, and he says, we haven't delivered that.
So saying all that, Brian, do you think there's a chance they trade him? Or do you think they just hold him with the tag?
I think they hold him, and if they know they have the tag, if Micah will come to the table with them, they probably could get this thing done.
Yeah,
they probably could get this thing done.
In the meantime, make extra sure that Micah feels appreciated. You know, this is the first time he's going through this. Yeah. I don't think there's anything to be lost there. Go put your arm around him, say, brother, we're going to get through this. And, you know,
they all say that.
I'm sorry, I don't like your agent very much right now. Yeah. You know, but we'll get this done. You know, I think that could go a long way, because what you saw in Micah's social media post today was a hurt man. You know, his feelings are hurt that his employer that he's put so much great football out there for isn't showing him the respect due as a star player.
But that's what we're saying, though. We see Micah on the field. We don't see Micah behind the fence. We don't see the other side of this. There might be things that they've talked about, and some of this leaked out. And you know, right or wrong, I don't think it's a smear campaign on Micah. I think it's like legitimate. Hey, do we really want to give this guy $40 million because of X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
That we don't know what goes on the other side of that fence.
That's good stuff.
And I try to learn what's going on the other side of the fence. I used to be over there.
Yeah.
But people aren't willing to always tell you what the hell is going on the other side of the fence now.
No, that's great. And it's tough to get that accurate information, but you're the best at it. Wolchuk, sorry, cut off your round tripper there. What baseball stuff do you have to get us ready for?
I mean, just very quickly, we do have the Rangers lineup out. Josh Jung is not in it as he continues to deal with that sore calf. So hopefully we can get Josh back. I mean, he's not on the IL. The Rangers did make some moves, though. A little bit earlier, Kamar Rocker has been optioned as they go ahead and they activate some of the bullpen arms that they were able to trade for yesterday. So you ended up getting Danny Kalum. He is added to the active roster. And then the other relief pitcher that they went ahead and traded for has also been added and is activated in Phil Maton. Jake Latt's also optioned to AAA Round Rock. So the Rangers making
some moves. Jake Latt's been okay, honey.
He has been. And you know, and hopefully Jake Latt's is one of these guys that maybe he ends up coming back up. I mean, he's been fantastic this year.
I think he's been really good.
As a starter, he's been absolutely brilliant. Rangers trade grades, when you look at from The Athletic, they went ahead and graded every single team in the American League West. The Athletic's got a B+. The Astros got a B-. The Angels got a D. The Mariners got an A, whom the Rangers are playing right now, and the Rangers got a B+. They managed to improve one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. They lead the majors in team ERA in both key areas. They add Merrill Kelly. They also add an important balance to the bullpen. They did tried to acquire a bat, but unfortunately, the market did not dictate them able to make that happen. So,
but you do pretty much add another number one to two number ones.
The pitching's damn good. It's just, you know, can you generate enough offense? And you really need Jock Peterson to get around here,
Jock
Peterson. You really, really do need Jock Peterson to get around. Last thing here I just wanted to get to, but Rob Manfred caught up with reporters. And earlier this week, it came out that there was a confrontation that he had with Bryce Harper in the Philadelphia Phillies locker room. And they were talking about the CBA, and Bryce Harper essentially told him to get the F out of the locker room. He wanted to shake hands afterwards. Harper refused, and he didn't want to take any of Manfred's calls the following day. So here was Rob when asked by reporters, well, what the hell happened there?
You know, I don't talk about those player meetings. Let me say this. I think more has been made out of this than needs to be made out of it. Bryce expressed his views at the end of the meeting. We shook hands and went our separate ways. Just not all that significant.
Do you think Micah was inspired by his Philly bro, Bryce Harper?
Yeah. Maybe.
Stick it to him.
Yourself. Get out of my locker room.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, let's stand up. We got labor. Go. All right. Thank you, Wolchuk. Prop around tripper in the books. It's time for a sports hodgepodge, Chief.
Is that yes,
time?
Sir. Let's put a bow on this week's time in Oxnard, and we have some other fun name games to play next year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Sounds like Broadus might have some breaking news on the Cowboys for you. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Brian, what you got for us?
Yeah, they officially signed Lyle Collins.
Officially.
So that one is done. Probably an announcement here coming out from the Cowboys. We'll get to see. I didn't get what player that they had to make it, or maybe they had to do something injury-wise or something. We'll see, but I just got a text that said they officially got that one done.
Looked real good at his workout this morning.
He was good, Dawson.
Powerful. He was fluid. Dak Prescott said he's in the best shape of his life, so he's coming back. Last year, he got cut from the Bills like as the final cut before the season started. The year before that, he actually, remember, ended the 23 season with the Cowboys, where he was brought in to be Dak's bodyguard, and he never really played, did he?
No, wasn't he on the practice squad for
for a couple weeks?
Yeah, just on the practice squad, and that was it.
So who knows? You know, I guess it'll start to unfold tomorrow with practice, and can't wait for the reports, as you could use depth at guard and tackle right now. And who knows? Maybe he's even
capable. That's a good question. Let me ask where he's going to play.
Yeah, and then, you know, what? Maybe with the twos, does he start with the threes? How far down the depth chart is he as he comes back? Maybe he's going to get in there and mix in at left tackle and see if he can be the guy until Guyton comes back. Here's the Chief.
Welcome to the Friday News Dump here live in Oxnard, where I'm seeing the Madden ratings for the Cowboys. Who do you think's the highest overall graded player? Who does Madden think is your best
CeeDee
player?
Lamb?
Parsons.
Micah
Parsons.
Oh, it's Micah.
98 overall, just shy of the 99 club.
See, that's why the Cowboys don't want him. He's not a 99.
Yeah, that would have been a huge difference for him. CeeDee Lamb is your second best player.
Okay.
95 overall.
Oh, darn.
Low.
Those are your only two 90s players.
Ooh, I think Tyler Smith should be.
Tyler Smith should be, but they got him at an 88. He's your third highest rated player. Even Brandon Aubrey couldn't get the 90.
Missed two field goals the other day. I understand
that's a 99 kicker if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But I think the most egregious one and the one that should be acting as bulletin board material is now my favorite player on the Dallas Cowboys. His name's George Pickens.
Okay.
They gave him an 83 overall.
Ooh, wow. The disrespect.
Oh, man. That number is, you know, they do the in real time updates throughout the season. That's the one that's going to skyrocket the most. From now, from preseason ratings to end of season ratings, I think George Pickens will have the biggest jump on the Cowboys. He will be in the 90s for sure. It's George Pickens and Donovan Asaraku, my two favorite players for the Cowboys this season. Those are my I'm staking my claim. Asaraku and Pickens, not only what they've done on the field, which is both be pretty dang awesome. Also, sitting down with us here, getting to know them a little bit. Fantastic
dudes.
Love those guys.
Looks like we got a little bit of a tour coming through here, through the Cowboys practice facility. Salute to you guys.
Tyler Booker,
go Cowboys.
That's another one. He's going to get
Tyler
up there.
Booker could.
He's in like the low 70s. In
the oh, okay.
He's going to jump.
Yeah, that could be a huge jump.
I think with Pickens, what you could be looking at is a guy who is a better red zone target than even Dez Bryant was, a better go-get-it back shoulder guy or fade guy than we've ever seen. I think Dak is going to have more confidence in him than any player that literally all I have to do is throw it out there. Anywhere within a 12-foot radius, as long as he can get there, he will grab it and put his feet down. You know, so
I'm with you, man.
This could be the, hey, Dak Prescott hasn't been the best red zone quarterback as far as his efficiency numbers his entire career. Maybe that changes in a massive way. I mean, based on what we saw the last two practices, I'd bet on it.
Yeah, I would too. I think Pickens is going to have a big year, the red zone stuff in particular. The two attributes that I think Pickens has that weren't able to be on full display in Pittsburgh, one being the red zone dominance. I think you will see that this year. And two, just the yak ability. I do think with the ball in his hands, he's a guy that can really make big plays, taking a 12-yard dig route or 15-yard dig route and running for a lot of yards with that. I think those are two big aspects of his game that you didn't see much in Pittsburgh.
I mean, I don't know what his speed is. It's good, but it's not elite. But what he has is if he can catch it on the end zone side of the player, he's just going to turn and put you down because of his length.
Yeah.
You can't get close enough because of how damn tall and long he is.
I asked about where they're going to play Lyle Collins, and they're going to use him both as tackle and guard. Both.
A little bit of both.
They have needs at both right now.
Both, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully the Tyler Smith stuff ends up being much to do about nothing with the knee tendonitis, but with the Robert Jones situation, I mean, your depth on the interior kind of got away from you just a little bit.
I knew Ruby got a bike. I didn't know he got that kind of bike.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp. Pretty dang sharp. Shout out to Ruben. Okay, any definitive things you guys want to stake your claim in right now after spending some time out here in Oxnard? Anything we want to just get out there and say with our chest?
I'm incredibly bullish on Shoddy overall. I think this is going to be the coach to deliver the Cowboys from three decades of failure. He checks all the boxes. He can insulate you from the Joneses because he keeps the players accountable with discipline on the practice field. I love it. This is maybe the best since Parcells, Jimmy-level stuff. We'll see. I believe in his scheme. So I think Shoddy's going to have a great year. And let me go here. Let me say Javonte Williams has sold me a little bit.
Okay.
Big runs this week. I think the combination of pass protection is going to make this coaching staff feel like we can live with a little bit less production on the ground to have him in there. He can catch the ball. And he's got a little bit more juice than I thought I would see. You know, maybe it wasn't enough yards before contact last year in Denver. It was a good offensive line. It's Sean Payton, right? I can't fade what Denver offensively was doing around Javonte too much. And Sean Payton decided to move on. But I think at least to start the game, Javonte Williams as the first down running back, I'm feeling better about that right now.
Anybody want to go all in with the Turpin breakout? Anybody want to hop on board with that?
I mean, I think we're all pretty excited about the possibility there. I mean, yeah, the Turp's definitely going to have the best year of his career in terms of, like, breakout, Yeah, offensively, yes. I mean, he's been an all-pro, of course, kick returner. But, yeah, offensively, he'll actually be an impact player. Preseason, I think you're going to – Phil Moff is going to turn some heads. I think Phil Moff is going to have us talking quite a bit about him. He's going to be pushing to get some more reps in the regular season.
He's going to be letting Moffaz know.
Obviously, Ezeraku, let me go all-rookie team. You know, I think –
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a star.
So that's awesome. With Turpin, the only thing I'm fading is down the field routes. He had one bounce off his helmet, I think, on Monday or Tuesday or something like that.
That was one of my favorite bloopers of
that was
of
fantastic.
Camp so far. That was pretty bad.
But I'm buying totally. We're going to get him the ball early in these plays, close to the line of scrimmage, and let him cook.
Solomon Thomas, 5.5 sacks.
Love it.
Right there in the interior.
Yep.
Think he's been more impressive than some of these other guys.
I think that he and Perrion Winfrey have been really good, and at times have been better than Oso Digizua. So I'm going to say that one of those guys is, and I'll go ahead and say that Solomon's going to be that guy. I think being him and Coach Whitecotton together, I think is a pretty good combination. So he's been good in these practices. He's given our guy Cooper Beebe a little problems at times, and he's been battling those big guards. And it's worked out pretty good for him. So I'm going to say a 5.5 on Solomon Thomas for your Dallas Cowboys this year.
Let me just say Cowboys training staff as well, because so many fans are running with that report that they had the 30th training staff to justify, like, no, Diggs is in the right here, or these players are in the right for not wanting to work out here. That was more about the number of people around,
the
massage therapist and the assistant people, all the people that make an entitled athlete's life easy. When you come to the quality of the training and the medical staff here, it doesn't get any better, right? So I just wanted to say that to sort of wipe out that narrative, or at least to counter it.
I'm here for that, 100%. We also got word out of New York with the Giants, Abdul Carter, all that he was cracked out to be. I mean, goodness gracious, he's apparently just been dominating Giants camp.
So that means the Giants are not very good at tackle? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure
they're a really good front.
I'm sure they do have their issues.
Don't have any blocking tight ends. Mark Bavaro over there.
That pass rush is going to be real. And from some of the clips I've seen, oh my gosh, yeah. Abdul Carter is not leaping around.
Yeah.
Okay, we have the college football all name team. Are you ready?
Yes.
At quarterback, God's power, Nwahiu. At running back,
God's power,
Tommy Running Rabbit.
What?
Where does Tommy Running Rabbit play?
Plays for
North Dakota.
The Grizz.
That's Montana.
Montana Grizz.
That's got to be an Indian guy, right?
Native American,
Native American, yeah.
Tommy Running Rabbit. You have Hollywood Smothers. We know about Nitro Tuggle.
Yeah, Nitro.
You got Darrealis Clark.
Darrealis.
Yeah, we had DeColdest, but now we have Darrealis.
Is this his little brother?
No, because that was Crawford, and now this is a Clark. So this is two separate DeReal families. We have Amazing Little John.
It's cool.
At wide receiver. That's a Gamecock.
I'd switch it to Big John, you know? Just switch it up here.
Gamecocks also have Tree Babelade on the offensive line.
Tree. T-R-E-E?
Tree Babelade.
Tree
First Babelade. Tree since Tree Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
Tree Babelade, baby.
Of course, you guys know about Rocky Beers. I believe he's at Colorado State.
Yeah, Rocky's the man.
You have Big Al Oliver on the offensive line.
Big Al Oliver. What's he done?
I'm super.
We
Thanks
have
for asking.
Crush Sowers.
Crush.
Sowers. Okay. Crush Sowers. S-O-W-E-R-S. You have King Large at SMU.
King Large.
Haynes Hammer at Virginia Tech. You have a DC Pippen floating around college football somewhere. How about this one, Walchuk? UNT. Divine Love Anochi.
Divine Love Anochi.
Kikuchi. We need more Kikuchis.
I like Anochi.
Stretch that out a little bit.
Yeah.
At Cal, we have a legend Journey. First name Legend, last
legend
name Journey.
That's nice.
Should have added the Airy, though. Legendary Journey.
Hey, what's up, Scotch?
At Illinois on the D-line, you have a Gentle Hunt.
A Gentle Hunt?
That's right.
Not quite as good as his brother, Mike, but pretty good player.
Of course, you have a Memorable Factor at linebacker with Duke. He's back for the second
factor.
Year.
Memorable Factor.
You have a Gideon ESPN Lampron. I think we talked about him recently. Middle name ESPN. No bleeping joke. Unreal.
I think it's pronounced ESPN.
That's a good point. I'm Gideon ESPN Lampron. Demon Clowney, also a Gamecock. How about that?
Clowney
bro.
Is his bro?
It has to be. He's a linebacker.
He's in South Carolina.
Maybe he will not live up to the hype the same way his brother did.
That's pretty wide gap from brother to brother playing, right?
Son.
You think so?
Yeah, it's his brother, Demon Clowney.
It is. Wow. Okay, you have Pig Cage. That's a real, first name Pig, last name Cage.
Please tell me he plays at Arkansas.
No, it looks like a Hawks kind of looking team. There's a dude person. There's a mobility.
Hawks team.
At Rice. Yeah, there's a mobility.
Mobility.
Pig Cage. He spent some time. He transferred. Nickel State?
That's down there in Thibodeau. By the way, I asked about Tyler Smith's knee. It's just sore. So we're okay. Nothing.
That's big. Great news. Yeah.
Now an incarnate word.
Mobility. Obviously looking forward to watching his brother Avella coming up here in the next couple of years. You have Ghost Rouser as a DB at ASU. You have a Badger Hargett punter at LSU. There you go, Broadus.
There we go.
You have a Deed Capper as well. I think Booby Feaster was the biggest snub on this particular roster. Not sure how he didn't make the cut there, but shout
Somebody's
out to the Feaster
fired.
Family. Here is President Donald Trump after being called out by Shane Gillis on the ESPYs for not knowing ball and liking to allege that he does. Here he is botching one of the easiest names in all of sports.
Saquon Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback, he's been fantastic. He's been when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
Take that.
I know the feeling, Don.
That's a tough name.
It is a tough name.
So does Rick Ross. He's from Miami.
Should've just gone Tua T. That'd been fun.
Tua T is what you have
It'd
to do
a lot
there.
More
or just
fun.
Just simply Tua. We'll get the job done. Tua. You know? You don't have to venture into the last name waters there.
I mean, he did sound it out like we're taught to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He looked at it. Phonically.
And Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Obalia.
Tagovailoa.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I crushed it.
Speaking of crushing here in the dump, I just want to acknowledge on the air for the first time this week, Oreos and Reese's have collided in an incredible way. You're going to get Oreo Reese's peanut butter cookies.
Cannot wait to try. Now, are they the cream is the Reese's part. So it's a regular cookie. It's not like an Oreo dipped in Reese's. It's Reese's cream in the middle, which sounds outstanding. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
All righty. We'll come back and cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Blake and the guys have cooking for you before we get to this Mariners pregame coming up at 8 here in the Nation.
Shohei Ohtani.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thank you, Lucius, and thanks one more time to our sponsors at Training Camp, the on-time experts, the official heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar, and thanks to Greystone Roofing for sponsoring the injury reports. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. Unfortunately, we've had way too many injuries to talk about. And Broadus Camp's updates brought to you by Treeline by Hillwood, a stunning new master planned community in Justin, Texas. The most recent is Lyle Collins has officially been signed. And we hand off the broadcast baton now to the Fan After Dark. How you doing, Blake?
Feeling good. What a day. What a day in the world of sports. You know, this is the football is back, baby. We've got Jerry Jones pissing off players. We got players asking for trades. We had the Hall of Fame game yesterday. Football is back.
We are so back.
Do you think they should be concerned with how the players are receiving this and supporting Micah so much on social media?
I think they can be concerned a little bit because I've heard you guys chatting all day about this and everyone on social media, and a lot of people are saying, you know, this is nothing new, this is posturing. And while I do agree with that sentiment, we are also at a new age of social media. We are in 2025. So all the people talking about Emmett Smith, all the good stuff like that. This is a new age where the players have so much power with social media. And you saw the tweet by Micah Parsons. I think it's up to like 16 million views, which is, I don't know, probably more pressure than Jerry is used to, if you will. Does he care? I don't think he does care. But I think this is a little bit of a new instance where the player almost has as much reach as Jerry does. So I think the fact that the players are rallying around him hopefully does put a little pressure on him.
Who's riding with you tonight?
Well, yeah, I was also going to add to that because I
Kevin
think,
Walker is
yeah, I was
going
to say that I think Kevin. The players are also starting to separate the front office from the team themselves, kind of being like, yeah, we'll come out here, we'll play for the team, we'll play for other players, but we're not doing it for Jerry, we're not doing it for the front office.
That's a good point, Kevin Walker. What else do you guys have planned tonight?
We got a fun show. So we were just going to be going from 7 to 8:30, but the Rangers said, hey, we're going to give you guys 30 more minutes. So the Rangers are not coming on until 8:30. So that means an hour and a half of Fan After Dark. So we're obviously going to intro the show. Then at 7:20, we'll have Nick Harris to break down all the fun Micah Parsons stuff.
That's a good one. Good one to have on tonight.
Of course, the Young Guns. 7:40, we'll have Corey Mose, University of Texas. The Longhorns just started practice. How is Arch Manning doing? So we're going to get the inside of camp of kind of how everything's going over there in Austin. And then, of course, we'll break down the new Rangers and what the corresponding moves mean with Kamar Rocker and Lats getting sent down. I had high expectations for Kamar. Thought he was going to be in the bullpen, but AAA is where he'll be for now.
Do you have any sweep tinglies, Brian? Any concern about that in Seattle here?
Sweep
I know that was a big thing for a couple of weeks ago.
I'm terrified right now. What's going
Me too.
On there? That place is a house of horrors.
Get us the hell out of there.
Yeah, just find. I mean,
can we win one? I just don't want to be down four.
Yeah, Merrill Kelly debut on Saturday.
Somebody split these games.
Let's go.
Well, thank you, boys. Have a good night, and we'll be listening.
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Thank you. Here they come, Blake and Kevin Walker, as Fred filling in for Hagee, actually. And he'll be on with the KNC Masterpiece all next week. All right, so that's going to do it for us in Oxnard, California here. It's been an incredible week for us, 2 weeks for Brian Broaddus of tremendous coverage. Thanks to DJ Pridemore, remote engineering out here, along with Ruben Portillo and Tim Collins. And, of course, Carter Freeman's been coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Salute to those boys.
Yeah, thanks to all the sponsors, too, that hung out with us. We really do appreciate you guys.
All the sponsors were fantastic, and thanks to Lucius Alexander. Just went 25 flawless front to back Monday to Friday. Salute to you, sir. Thanks for your fine work. And thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo and Broaddus, and I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.